Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. Today we talk about yet another series that pretty explicitly talks about giftedness, and it's Scorpion. Again, not the best production value, although a lot of fun to watch. And I came across it after I listened to a Tim Ferriss interview, and he was interviewing Walter O'Brien. And Walter O'Brien was, at least according to his own legend stories, a young kid in Ireland who, in the early days of dial-up modems, was able to hack into NASA and download the specifications of the space shuttle. And that actually landed him a visit from the authorities. And in the end, like, he spent his life using his talents to build up a company and really, you know, try to make a difference in the world in a positive sense. And based on his idea of a company where, in his company, he says, we're not trying to hire the best. What most companies do is they hire the best team players or good team players, and then within good team players, the smartest people. He says, I'm doing this differently. We hire the smartest people, and we don't care if they're team players or not. We just actually hire a bunch of psychologists around. I think they call them super nannies. And then we really create the most brilliant answers to problems that are humanly possible. And the series kind of takes on the same tack, where there's this group where Walter O'Brien, like himself in the series, brings together a bunch of geniuses, all pretty extreme in who they are, either psychologist or engineer or a general, you know, problem solver, mathematician, and they together start solving problems. But they're not able to do it together. They need kind of like two people to interface with the world. One is an FBI agent who's kind of like streetwise, so always helps them in the practical sense. And they bring in, I think that her name is Penny, a waitress that they run into at a bar. Who helps him with social skills, because she can kind of like translate between them and the normal world and give them instructions, and somehow, because they think she's a nice person, they're willing to kind of accept it from her. And Penny, who apparently is regular intelligent, at least that's the point of the series, has a really, really smart son who's gifted, and he really, you know, takes a liking to the Scorpion crew as well. So that's how they kind of come together. And a couple of lessons that I found interesting is one, the inoculation of feeling normal for the kid. That the kid was really struggling in school, and just because he has a part-time place where he can be with other smart people who think like he does and can challenge him, he also can deal with school and normal stuff a lot better. The second is that there are really different forms of giftedness that can complement each other. We tend to talk about, you know, people are gifted or not gifted, and maybe we have like profoundly gifted, so levels of giftedness. But, you know, the truth is that within giftedness, there's a huge range of different forms and expressions. And that's what you see in the series as well, like really, really talented people on very different fields who can complement each other if they help each other, but really become adversarial if they don't. The third is that they really embrace their own weird interests. Like, there's a mechanic who just keeps, you know, taking stuff apart and building weird stuff. And, you know, they all have their own, you know, really pet things that they really love doing. And, just embracing that. And that actually I found with a lot of gifted people that helps as well. Just allow yourself to embrace the weirdness of the things that you find interesting. What I dislike about the series is kind of like the big distinction between gifted and normal people, and kind of like the assumption that social skills cannot be learned. I think that dismisses the crew a little bit from the responsibility of learning how to deal with this in a normal way themselves. So, curious if you've seen the series, if you liked it, if you take the lessons out of it, and if you do watch it with your kid, please do, and let me know what comes out of it.
If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier, while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, Bring out the best in yourself and each other.